Dear 9-year-old Anne, you still believe you're a fairy. You make spells by the stream, talk to your familiars inside trees, create fantastical stories in the little copse where you play. You notice everything, how leaves alternate position on a stem to give them more light, how adults pretend and tell lies, how some words have a disproportionate effect on people, how snails move. The world inside your head is still more real to you than the physical world of 11 plus practice tests, roast dinners, and family camping holidays. You are fearless, carrying your body lightly, climbing the pear tree at the end of the garden to read books in the treehouse your brother made. You love to skip, chanting rhymes, and can run very fast. Treasure it. Remember it. You don't connect it with the stories and poems you write now, or the books, articles, and scripts you'll write in the future. But I promise you that you will return to this time again and again to recapture its priceless freedom and creativity. Soon, your body will become heavy. Your head will be filled by facts and your heart by a different kind of anxiety. You will feel the drive to achieve, to pass exams, to meet deadlines. You will know the joy and pain and responsibility of caring for babies, then children, then teenagers, then parents. You will be weighed down by bills to pay, the betrayal of lovers, the hardship of your friends, and the death of the two dear people who love and care for you now. But you will still, and always, be writing. Try to remember how you feel as you dig the dirt with your hands and stroke the slick segments of an earthworm. Remember the thrill of realizing that you can make magical things happen by uttering the right words in the right way at the right time. Remember the deep pleasure of watching and noticing and listening and losing yourself in the stories of others. Keep practicing your comic mimicry of the way adults speak, even though your mum tells you, quite rightly, that it's rude. It'll stand you in good stead later when writing dialogue. Above all, hold on to your confidence and your belief in your own stories. In your future life as a writer, you will encounter frequent rejection, disappointment, and humiliation. Your great good fortune is to have been born into a family which believes that every voice has an equal right to be heard. There is no greater gift for a writer or for a child.